Älskar du den här podden? Stötta den genom IKAs nya supporterfunktion. Det är helt upp till dig hur mycket du vill bidra med och det finns ingen bindningstid. Klicka på länken i poddbeskrivningen för att visa din uppskattning och stötta podden.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hej och välkomna tillbaka till Crimepodden. Innan avsnittet börjar vill jag bara meddela att innehållet i följande avsnitt är baserat på information från nätet och vissa detaljer kan vara annorlunda och obekräftade. Jag vill även passa på att varna känsliga lyssnare för våldsamt och grafiskt innehåll. Välkommen till Crimepodden med mig, Jane Doe. Hej allihopa och välkomna tillbaka till ett nytt 911-samtalsavsnitt. Idag har jag inte valt ut något särskilt tema utan jag har hittat några samtal med intressanta bakgrundshistorier. Så jag tycker att vi sätter igång direkt. Detta är 911-samtal del 10.
Help me, I'm Amanda Berry.
He's got a taser. Please hurry.
I've been kidnapped and I've been missing for 10 years and I'm here, I'm free now.
Oh God, he's gonna jump in front of the car. No, Brian, stop!
Wait, hurry up! He's killing my girlfriend! He ripped her face off!
Stop!
She's dead!
No, Brian, you're gonna get hurt, please!
Oh shit, I woke him up.
Oh my God, sir, my entire building just fell down and it's collapsing.
Avsnittet inleds med en incident som ägde rum den 25 december 2020 i Nashville. På juldagsmorgon får larmcentralen in ett flertal samtal från panikslagna vittnen till ett stort bombdåd och ett antal skjutningar i centrum. Vi kommer lyssna på tre samtal som inkom vid händelseförloppet.
911, what is the address of your emergency?
It's 2nd Avenue North. We have a recording out here saying there's a limited time to evacuate this area. On 2nd Avenue North in downtown Nashville. Is that you guys?
2nd Avenue, where at on 2nd?
166 2nd Avenue North. There's a recording out there that's saying there's a limited time to evacuate this area. There's a large bomb inside this vehicle.
Let me check and see what we got.
Can you please send the police up here? Meanwhile, I'm getting dressed. Can you please send the police up here?
Yeah, we definitely can.
2nd Avenue North.
It looks like we have them right
sorry,
now.
I'm in a panic.
Okay. We do have officers out there, like right near 178, which is right.
Right. Are they reporting anything about this recording that we're hearing?
We got, like, a call about shots being heard.
Yeah, shots, but now there's a sound on there that says there's a limited time to evacuate this area. There's a large bomb inside this vehicle that is playing over and over and over outside.
Gotcha.
And I was just concerned that that's the police car saying that.
I don't see anything in this call, but they are out there, so I don't know.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to look out the window.
Do you want to speak to an officer?
No. I'm just going to get dressed real quick.
Merry Christmas. Bye.
Oh my God.
What is the address of your emergency?
Oh my God, sir. My entire building just fell down and it's collapsing. I live at 162nd Avenue North. Please come. Please come.
The entire building just collapsed?
The roof was collapsing in.
Okay. Yeah. Stay with me.
Oh my God.
Stay with me. You're okay. You said 162nd Avenue North, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe it's just like, I don't know what's going on. Ralph, come on.
Stay with me.
I'm getting my shoes now. Yeah, I'm getting my shoes. I'm going downstairs now.
Okay, ma'am.
Oh my God.
What is your name?
Mallory Lucien. Mallory, we see him. I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Stay with me.
Maybe
stay
it's just my roof. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm
sorry. No, you're perfectly fine. Stay with me.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh my God.
You're okay. You're doing great. Stay with me.
Okay. I need to get my keys. I need to. I don't know where they are. I don't know. I'm gonna
you said you have kids with you?
Okay. No, just my dog.
Okay.
I got him.
What's the phone number you're calling?
Oh my God. Everyone's out. Oh my God. I've got to get up. Oh my gosh. Six.
Okay.
We have to get out. We can't be up here.
All right.
Come on, Ralph. Oh my God. I think it's an explosion. Ralph, watch out.
All right, ma'am. We have responders on the way, okay? I need to go. 911 is backing up. I want you to get out of that
911 is coming already.
Okay, I need to let you go.
Yeah,
get
we're all getting out.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, thank you.
911, what is the address of your emergency?
178 Second Avenue North.
178 Second Avenue North?
Yes.
Okay, what's the phone number you're calling from?
I don't want to give it.
Okay, what's your name?
Brian.
Brian, what's going on there?
There have been 3 rounds of gunshots inside the building. First about 7 or 8 minutes ago, and then about 5 minutes ago. And
what floor are the shots on?
I can't tell.
Okay.
It's a four-story building.
Four-story building, okay.
And it has an atrium within the middle of the building. So there's 4 units on each floor. And there's 4 floors, and there's an open atrium.
Okay. Did you see or hear anything else?
No. But they're in the building.
Okay. And just to verify, it's going to be 178 Second Avenue North. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to talk to officers when they come out?
No, I'm too scared to come out of the apartment.
Okay, well, I want to advise going out of the apartment, okay? But I'm going to go ahead and let you go. If something changes or gets worse, give us a call back.
Please tell me, though, how are the cops going to get into the building?
What do you mean?
How are they going to get into the building to investigate this?
What do you mean, how are the cops going to get inside?
Well, there's gunshots going on in the building.
Well, the officers would take every precaution they can to get inside the building to make sure everything's okay.
Okay, thank
okay,
you.
You're welcome.
Detonationen kom från en husbilsbomb. På plats fann man DNA från en man som sprängts i samband med detonationen och han var den enda som dog. Misstankarna riktades snabbt till den avlidne mannen som senare identifierades som 63-årige Anthony Quinn Warner. Enligt polisen och de få som kände honom var Anthony en datortekniker som höll sig mycket för sig själv samt var intresserad av konspirationsteorier. Året tidigare blev Anthonys dåvarande flickvän orolig över hans intresse för bombbyggande. Även Anthonys grannar berättade senare för både polis och media att de sett husbilsbomben stå på Anthonys uppfart och bakgård. Ingen annan dog i bombningen på Second Avenue North, men ett flertal byggnader skadades och även 8 personer. Strax innan Anthony detonerade bomben hade han installerat illavarslande varningar med en datoriserad kvinnlig röst som meddelade att bomben snart skulle explodera, vilket sporrade poliser och personer att lämna området. Varken polis eller närstående till Anthony kunde fastställa något motiv. Men FBI kunde senare berätta att Anthony hade letat efter utomjordingar i en närliggande park. Han trodde även att utomjordingar låg bakom 9/11-attacken och att media dolde sanningen.
She's dead.
No, why do you say that?
Because she stopped screaming.
Nästa samtal ägde rum cirka 2 månader innan det första samtalet, den 5 oktober 2020. Det var på en husvagnsparkering för långtidsboende i Port Orange, Florida, som en husbil plötsligt stod i lågor. Inuti befann sig 42-årige Denise Nichols som inte kunde ta sig ut på grund av sina funktionshinder. In ringer ett vittne som ser husbilen brinna upp samtidigt som Denise skrek inifrån. Vi lyssnar på samtalet.
911, where is your emergency?
Hi, I'm in Rose Bay Trailer Park, 5200 South Nova Road, lot 28. Trailer is burning, it's on fire, there's a woman inside of it.
Okay, you said 5200 Nova Road, what city?
Port Orange, ma'am, Port Orange.
Is any, and what was the lot number one more time, please?
I think it's 28, ma'am. I'm in.
Okay, do you have the street name inside the park?
I don't know, it's you come in and you stay to the right.
You don't know the street name?
911.
Sorry, you don't know the street name?
No, ma'am, I don't. It's in the Rose Bay Trailer Park.
Okay, hold on. Sir, is anybody inside the mobile home?
Yes, there's a crippled woman inside.
She can't get out?
No, she's crippled.
Okay, and what's on fire?
The trailer. Her mobile home is on fire that she lives in.
Okay, so, I'm sorry. I just want to specify it. Is it the entire thing? You can see smoke and flames?
Yes, huge flames. It's going up
okay.
Now.
I already have the call up for the fire department, okay? The fire, is it in the front of the part of the mobile home, on the
it's
side?
It's on the side of the whole motor home.
Okay.
She's laying inside. We can't get her out.
Okay, one second. I'm just going to update them, okay? Can you guys see her from where you're at?
She's burning up. The flames are coming out of her room.
Okay, just try to... I don't want you guys to go in there, okay? That's the most important thing. Because if you go in there, it's not helping the situation.
It just went up, ma'am.
Hold on.
She's in there dying. The screen is on fire now.
Okay, they're on the way. I just need you to help me. Okay, sir, if I'm looking at the mobile home, if I'm looking at the trailer... Do I go to the right or to the left to get to her?
To the right. To the right.
Okay.
The trees are on the side. She's done.
Get out of there!
Don't let anybody go in there.
Get out!
Hang on. Sir, what is your name?
My name is...
Okay. And she's disabled and can't move at all?
She's dead.
Why do you say that?
Because she stopped screaming.
Hang on.
They've got a hose on it, a garden hose.
Who is?
My dad's got a garden hose on it, but she... Okay.
What, and I'm so sorry. Give me your name one more time. Okay. What is your phone number? If it's exploding or anything is doing that, definitely tell them to just stop putting water on it because we don't know what started the fire.
We're getting them out of there now, ma'am.
Okay.
We've got.
And nobody went into the mobile home, right?
My dad and the neighbor went in to try to save her. She was laying on the floor and there were flames. She was already screaming. I looked out my window and came out here and saw the fire.
Okay. And are they out and they're okay? Sir?
They're out and they're okay.
Okay. Are they...
This is...
Yeah, the fire department's almost there, okay? They're coming as fast as they can.
Whoa!
But you're... Sir?
Hey, stay the other side! Get out of here! Everything!
Robert, if she has an oxygen tank in there, that's what's going to cause that. So you need to keep people away from it, okay?
I don't know what she had, ma'am. I've only ever talked to her once, and I know she was crippled. There's stuff like 10 men flaming up.
Okay. Listen, can you check with your father and the other person? They don't need an ambulance, do they?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you're standing... Can you just look around to see if there's a street name or ask someone?
Ma'am, there's no street... There's no street name in here.
Okay, so when they come in off of Nova, they're going to go to the right and all the way down?
Yes, go to the right all the way down. We'll see flames.
Okay.
They can't stay out of their way.
I need to keep you on the phone until the help gets there, okay? Because there's an officer almost there, too.
I hear flames. I hear ambulance.
You still see the flames or no?
Huh?
Yeah, you still see flames?
Anderson light, everything on fire.
And it's an RV or a mobile home?
Mobile, it's an RV. It's a pull behind.
Okay.
You're not, yeah, everything's on fire.
Okay, I understand.
She's dead.
I understand.
She's lying, Dad.
Are you guys able to wave down the officers at all, or the ambulance? I think they went to the street behind you guys.
They're here, ma'am. They're here. They're
okay,
here.
I'll go ahead and hang up with you, okay?
Thank you.
När räddningstjänsten anlände till platsen fann man mycket riktigt Denise avliden på golvet. Än idag har det inte publicerats någon vidare information om vad som startade branden, men polisen har inga misstankar om att något brott ligger bakom branden.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I just killed my wife.
Samtal nummer 3 ägde rum den 6 juni 2015 i Michigan. 51-årige Michael Rode ringde in till larmcentralen efter att ha mördat sin 72-årige fru Sandra Rode. Paret hade hamnat i ett gräl efter att Sandra ljugit för Michael om att hon betalat en försenad faktura. När situationen spårade ut erkände Sandra för Michael att hon ljugit. Senare verkade paret hamna i ännu en dispyt om en familjemedlems livförsäkring. Michael ströp då Sandra, gick senare in i köket för att hämta en stekpanna som han senare slog henne med. Efteråt hämtade Michael en kniv och högg ihjäl sin fru. Efteråt ringde han till larmcentralen.
911, what's your emergency?
Hey, ma'am?
Yes?
Yeah,
What's going on?
I just killed my wife.
You just killed your wife?
Yes, ma'am.
What happened exactly?
Well, what happened, I was on the phone, you know, with the ma'am, you know, and the guy said you had to pay $400, and she said she did, and she lied, you know. Ma'am?
Yes.
And then she, you know, this crap, you know. And then she turned around and pushed me and shoved me, you know.
What happened to her? What did you do to her?
Okay, I had a frying pan, you know. Ma'am?
I'm listening.
I had a frying pan. And then I went and I got a knife. I did.
Did you stab her?
Yes, I did, ma'am.
Okay. I want to check and see how she's doing, okay? How old is your wife?
I think she's dead, ma'am.
Okay, well, we're going to go through this anyways, just in case we can help her. How old is she?
57 years old.
57?
No, 70-something years old.
77. Is she awake?
Let me see if Sandy's awake.
She's not? Is she breathing?
I know she's not.
Okay. What apartment are you in?
Apartment 13.
Okay. We're going to try to help her out, okay?
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
No, stay on the phone with me, okay?
Okay, sure.
I just have to check. Is there an AED available?
What's that mean?
It's a defibrillator.
No, ma'am.
Okay. Are you right by her now?
No, I'm in the living room.
Okay. Can you go near her? If there's any chance of helping her, we're going to help her, okay?
Okay.
All right. I want you to make sure she's flat on her back on the floor and remove any pillows.
Yeah, she's on her back.
Okay. I want you to lean over her, put your ear over her mouth, and listen to feel for any breathing. Let me know if there's any.
Oh, hold on. I can't tell, ma'am.
You can't tell?
No.
Okay. I want you to listen to me carefully. I'm going to tell you how to do chest compressions.
Okay.
Place the heel of your hand on the breastbone in the center of the chest, right between the nipples.
Okay.
Put your other hand on top of that hand.
Okay.
Do you understand me so far?
Yeah.
I want you to pump the chest hard and fast at least twice per second.
Hold on. I did, ma'am. Hello?
Yes.
I did.
Okay. I want you to keep pumping her chest. We're going to do this 600 times or until help can take over.
Okay, hold on.
Are you doing compressions? Are you doing compressions, sir? Can you hear me, sir? Hello?
Yeah, ma'am?
Yes.
Nothing.
Okay. I want you to keep going, okay?
Okay.
I want you to keep doing it until they get there. Can you put the phone on speakerphone so I can still talk to you?
Hold on. I don't know how to work this at all.
Okay, that's fine. What's your name, sir?
Huh?
What's your name?
My name's Mike, ma'am.
Okay, Mike, I want you to keep doing compressions until help arrives, okay?
Okay.
Where's the knife at?
By me.
Okay, I need you to put it away from you.
Okay.
Okay.
På plats fann polisen Michael i bara underkläder, dränkt i blod och Sandra död på golvet. Michael erkände på plats att han använde både stekpannan och kniven för att garantera att Sandra dog. Michael Rhode åtalades för mord, men det visade sig senare att han befunnits inkompetent att ställas inför rätta. Istället lades han in på ett mentalsjukhus, och vad som hände efter det finns det ingen information om.
Jolie, keep breathing! Honey, breathe! Breathe, Jolie!
Det sista samtalet ägde rum den 25 mars 2021 på en landsväg i North Carolina. Det lyckligt gifta paret, Ryan och Julie Eberly, var på väg till en efterlängtad semester som de sett fram emot. Ryan som kör bilen skulle precis byta fil och la då inte märke till en bil som körde om honom bakifrån. När bilen stod bredvid Ryans sköt någon mot dem och Julie träffades och fick allvarliga skador. Då ringde Ryan efter hjälp och jag vill varna för ett hjärtskärande samtal.
I don't know, I'm along 95 south. I can't see an exit on my marker.
Okay, sir, I can't. You said somebody shot into your car?
Shot into my car, yes. My wife is shot. She's bleeding badly.
Okay, listen to me. I need you to take a breath, okay? I'm showing you're at mile marker 22 in the southbound lane. Are you southbound lane?
Southbound lane. Please hurry.
Okay, what is your name, sir?
Ryan Eberly.
Okay, what is your phone number in case we get disconnected, Ryan? Okay, where is your wife shot at?
She's shot in the hip. I'm trying to stop the bleeding.
Okay, do you have a clean dry cloth?
I don't want to hang on. Can you still hear me?
Yes, I can still hear you. How old is your wife?
Yes, I have a clean...
Okay, yes, I can hear you. How old is your wife?
She's not responsive. Should I lay her down or...
How old is she?
What?
How old is your wife?
She's 47.
Okay, is she breathing?
Yes, she's breathing, but very labored.
Okay, is she conscious?
Dear...
Is she
no,
conscious?
She's not conscious. She's okay. Please hurry.
Okay, listen to me. We need to get her flat on her back, okay? Is there any way that you can get her out of the car?
Yes, I can.
Can you do that for me?
Stay with me, Tony.
Did you have you got a
yes,
applying
yes,
pressure?
I'm
okay.
Applying pressure to her wound, yes.
Okay.
72-23-72.
Listen to me, you're doing a really good job. I need you to try to stay under control, okay? You're doing a really good job, and we've got help coming to you. Is she talking to you?
Yeah.
Sir? Okay, listen to me. Listen to me. Is her chest rising and falling?
Julie, please. Please, honey.
Sir? Is her chest rising and falling?
Yes, she's taking very, very shallow labored breaths. Keep breathing, Julie. Keep breathing.
No, he's saying they're passing him.
Julie, keep breathing. Honey, breathe. Breathe, Julie.
Is she a conscious?
No, she's not conscious. Conscious.
Okay.
Keep breathing. Keep breathing, Julie. Very, very slow and labored. Oh, my
God. You're going to listen to
me.
Listen to me. You're going to do chest compressions until somebody gets there. Do you know how to do CPR?
Yes. Just above her sternum. How many? How many in a row?
As many as you can in a row. Keep going. Just count them out loud for me.
Hurry up!
Okay, they're coming just as fast as they can. Keep counting out loud the CPR number. Can you count out loud for me so I can keep up with you?
26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44. Julie, come on.
Okay, sir, you're doing a good job. Keep going, sir.
You guys gotta hurry.
They're coming just as fast as they can. I need you to continue CPR, sir.
Efter cirka 10 minuter anlände hjälp till platsen där ambulans körde Julie till sjukhuset som dessvärre avled till följd av sina skador. Med hjälp av vittnen och videokameraövervakningsfilmer från platsen kunde polisen snart identifiera bilen den misstänkte körde. En vecka senare hade man gripit den misstänkte, Floyd DeJuan. En ung man med ett kriminellt förflutet som under tiden när han var efterlyst försökte ändra sin bils utseende. Han dömdes till första graden av mord för mordet på Julie Eberly. Och det här var allt för dagens avsnitt. Nästa vecka blir ännu ett fall som någon av er lyssnare skickat in, så jag hoppas att ni lyssnar även då. Tack och jag hoppas att ni tyckte om dagens avsnitt. Detta var 911-samtal del 10.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.